Chapter 20. Obi-Wan! Obi-Wan! Come on, come back! We can't stay out here! Please, come back now! He didn't want to. It was too hard. He was so tired. He needed rest, needed peace, needed a surcease of pain.
Die, Jedi, die, Jedi, die, Jedi, die.
The voice never stopped whispering, never left him alone. It was wearing him down, like water on rock. It was wearing him away. Obi-Wan! He opened his eyes. Hey, said Bail and cleared his throat. There you are. Yes, here he was, stranded like splintered driftwood on this rocky plain. I'd rather be somewhere else, he thought, if it's all the same to you. Drink this, said Bail, thrusting a bottle at him. All of it. We've got plenty now. You'll feel better afterward. Drink. The captured rainwater tasted foul, tainted by the dark side, like everything on Zagula. He drank it slowly, stomach rebellious, and took stock of his current condition. His clothes were dry again, his hair. He was almost warm. On the outside, anyway. On the inside, he remained freezing cold. It was getting harder and harder to hold back the dark tide, to drown out that spiteful voice. All his years in the temple, the rigorous study, the dedication, they weren't enough. He wasn't dead yet, but he was losing the fight. He looked at Bail, at Senator Organa of Alderaan. Would his Coruscant colleagues recognize him in this moment? Filthy, unkempt, his neat goatee bedraggled and his clothes cousin to rags. A lot thinner than he had been. I did tell you not to come. Bail's face tightened. One hand came up. Do not even start. Can you walk? Could he walk? It was a wonder he could breathe. The black slurry in his veins had turned to acid. Every muscle burned him. His bones were on fire. No. Too bad, said Bail. We can't stay out here tonight. We need to get to that tree line. Once we reach it, I'll find some deadwood and start a fire. We need to get ourselves warm again, properly warm.
Die, Jedi, die, Jedi, die, Jedi, die.
You go on, he said. Find that temple. See what's in there. I'll stay here. I'll wait for you. I don't think so, said Bail, and without ceremony, without permission, he roughly hauled him to his feet, held him by the shoulders, glaring. The urbane, sophisticated senator was nowhere to be seen. In his place, this angry, ragged man with bloodshot eyes and hollowed cheeks. Look, Obi-Wan, I know this is difficult, but you have to keep going.
Die, Jedi, die, Jedi, die, Jedi, die.
He grimaced, the voice echoing through his tired mind.
That's easy for you to say.
Bail let go of his shoulders and struck him open-handed across the face hard. Stop listening to it. It's just a voice, Obi-Wan. It's not even that. It's a machine, a stinking Sith machine, and it's trying to kill you. It's trying to get you to kill yourself. Don't give in to it. Remember who you are. You're Master Obi-Wan Kenobi, one of the greatest Jedi we have. You've beaten the Sith 3 times now. You can beat them again. You can. His face was smarting where the senator had struck him. Clean pain. Uncomplicated. Untainted. His heart thudded slothfully, struggling against the sludge. Standing straighter, he felt a flicker of light. His tiny, beleaguered candle burning in the dark. You have to beat this, Obi-Wan, said Bail. Because if you don't, I die. Yes, that was true. Bail Organa would die, and that was unacceptable.